Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios. Millions of Americans finance the home of their dreams with their help. They can help you too. Rocket Mortgage, push button, get mortgage. We got Graceffo and Moriello back at NYC. They're celebrating. The Yankees are up 2-0 on the Twins. Man, I wish Major League Baseball would have like weekly playoffs. There's nothing. Playoff hockey and playoff baseball, because they're series. And nothing against the NFL and their early playoff games. And I get AFC Championship and NFC Championship weekend and the Super Bowl, but man, there's something about a baseball series. There really is. Where you win it or you go home, or the one game playoff. I love it. I still think it's going to be the Stros winning the American League and the Dodgers in the National League, but the Nats got a big win and they got Scherzer going at home in game three. Who knows? I love playoff baseball. Pretty good sports day. I heard Jody Mack talking about just the extended weekend. If we go back to Thursday night football and that great ending with the Rams and the Seahawks. And today you had some showcase games, and you just heard the call of the Georgia Bulldogs and Fromm and going to Tennessee and just thumping the Vols, and what Florida did and that Florida-Georgia line game. That winner probably wins the SEC East and has a great shot at going to the national championship game. If Florida gets LSU coming up next Saturday night down in the Bayou, and I'm looking at the top 25 and I'm watching Ohio State in prime time on ABC playing Michigan State. And man, I think that might be the best Ohio State team I've ever seen. And Urban Meyer had some good ones. Tressel had some good ones. Old school Woody Hayes had some good ones. I've never seen the speed on that team. You know, we always talk about the SEC or Clemson or Alabama, right? Or Oklahoma right now with Hurts and what they're doing. And they get Texas next week. But the speed on both sides of the ball is amazing. And Ohio State looks like they got 20 of 22 guys who could play in the NFL one day. And Justin Fields, that tells you how good Fromm is at Georgia. And obviously you see what he's done. But Fields and his ability to read and patience and just the perfect fit, and Ryan Day just changing the defense for Ohio State. You know, I'm looking at, I haven't looked at a lot of teams outside of the SEC and said, you know, going in, like, you know, they look better than SEC teams. And I get LSU, and Auburn got knocked off, and Florida, and Mullins doing a great job down in the swamp in Gainesville. But Ohio State looks like the most complete team I've seen. Alabama would, you know, Alabama, Ohio State. Ohio State's defense, and that was a pretty, that was a really good Michigan State defense. And you watch them early, and then Day, where I think great coaches are defined, and it's not the 20 practices for a bowl game. It's not the week leading up to it. It's in-game when another coach throws something at you you didn't expect or maybe you can't handle, and you're able to adjust. And it looked like that was going to be a fourth-quarter game in Columbus. And in the second quarter, Day and his staff adjusted, and they threw up about 250 yards of offense. And I think, what, 24 points, it was game over. Now, Michigan State had a couple of chances early in the second half to make it a game, but the Ohio State defense. And it's the visual, man. I'm not on the sidelines. You know, I'm not Mike Mayock on the NFL Network or working the Raiders front office. I do the eyeball test on a lot of things. And I just look at Ohio State on the field, offense, defense, off the field, standing on the sidelines, and they got some men amongst boys. And I looked at their schedule. I thought this might be the best defensive unit they're playing in the regular season. They'll probably get Wisconsin twice. once regular season, once Big Ten title game. They're not going to lose, so I guess it depends. When you look at this top 25, and I touched on it last week, there's going to be a really good team left out, or two. The CBS early top 25 at CBSSports.com, based on the games this week, and the Tide had a week off, and Clemson had a bye week. 1 and 2, Ohio State bumps up to number 3. Georgia dips to number 4. LSU 5. Oklahoma 6. Florida 7. Wisconsin, who's undefeated and drilled Kent State at 8. Notre Dame, who's a one-loss team and took Georgia to the final play down in Athens. They're 9. Penn State is a mild surprise right now. Could be a bigger surprise if they would knock off like an Ohio State, but I don't think they have a chance. 5-0. They bump up to number 10 in tomorrow's top 25 at CBSSports.com. Texas in at 11. Auburn dips to 12. Oregon, who had a nice win against Cal. Washington, who's playing Stanford as we speak. Michigan, who hung on to win 10-3. Their defense was phenomenal. I think 8 sacks, 4 turnovers, and you only scored 10 points. Harbaugh seems to be stuck in 1985. I'm not lying. Watching his offense, I see Ohio State, and it's like I'm watching JV and varsity at a great high school. You know, the tempo, and I talked about adjustments in-game, and that's what I watch. NFL, Belichick's amazing. Right? Buffalo outplayed him, and Belichick got that win. And it's just something about in-game that you can counter. It's like a chess match. And you can counter and get something done. Those are the great coaches. I don't care if it's high school, college, or pro. And I look at Ohio State, and I look at the rest of the Big Ten, and nothing against Wisconsin. And I don't know if they're legitimately the 8th best team in America. I don't think they are. If Notre Dame and Wisconsin were playing neutral site right now, I'd take ND in a heartbeat. And nothing against Mr. Taylor. But the great coaches and what they did in picking up the tempo of his offense, because Michigan State came out and they were shutting him down. And they showed that graphic with Fowler and Herb Street. And I like Herb Street. I don't know if Fowler is the prime time play-by-play guy. He does a great job on tennis. I'm not lying. I need the Al Michaels, Brent Musburger type when it's the prime time game. It's like Tessitore and Booger McFarlane on Monday Night Football. Those guys should be back on college and doing a big mid-afternoon game. They're not Monday Night Football level, in my mind. And it's not a knock on them. Hey, they got bigger gigs than me, but I get paid to give opinions. And they're just not big. You know announcers that have a big sound, a big feel. So I don't know, Tessitore, and I don't like Fowler. I think he's a great host. Back in the day on College Game Day, he's wonderful on tennis, phenomenal on tennis, but that big college game, I just don't feel it. I don't, and that's my opinion, and you can have yours. By the way, one of our huge questions of the night, and we do it on Saturdays during the football season, your CBS eyeball test, top 4 college football teams in order, top 4 NFL teams in order, regardless of AFC or NFC. And then I want to ask you that question. Who's the voice? Not your local radio guy who calls your games. Because I love Homer Radio. I think guys getting paid by a school, by an NFL team locally, I love it when they're just over-the-top homers. Because they're getting paid to be homers. But who's your go-to voice today in television? Nance and Romo are great. And I know I work for CBS Sports Radio and the CBS family. But you tell me somebody that beats Nance and Romo. TV, sports, You know, Emmerich on hockey. But I don't know if there's a color, you know. Eddie Olczyk is good. So you tell me, your go-to team, national broadcasters, that it makes must-see TV for you. So you can join in at 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. Later in this broadcast, I'm going to deliver a huge opinion. I'm going to want your feedback. This California, now other states following in the footsteps of California, and this fair pay to play, this garbage about getting a scholarship and you deserve a right to make money. I know I've touched on it on this show, but I've had it. I have flat out had it in a political cycle that people are talking like these athletes are being abused and used. So I'll deliver that opinion later. I have so much. We may just tell Zach, you know what? Saturday Night Huge Show is doing a marathon for 12 hours. So if you want to join us with your huge opinions, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
It's the Saturday Night Huge Show. Once again, here's Huge Bill Simonson.
CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 1-855-212-4227, is brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance at geico.com. We got Jimmy G. Moriello back at CBS Sports Radio in New York City. Something we do each and every Saturday night, your CBS eyeball test, your personal top four in order in college football. That's still a tough one until all those SEC teams start playing each other, and it started today with Florida, or Saturday with Florida beating Auburn. Man, then you get Florida LSU, and you're still going to get Florida Georgia. Alabama gets into the meat of their schedule. Is there anybody better than Ohio State? I haven't seen a more complete team. Alabama would be close. And I watched North Carolina push Clemson, and I just don't think they have the same defense they've had the last couple of seasons. So you can answer those questions. We'll get into the top four in the NFL next hour. Also, your go-to broadcast team, national broadcast, not on radio, on TV. Nobody beats Nance and Romo. Nobody does. Matter of fact, you would think ESPN probably will get into a bidding war with Romo to try and get him on Monday Night Football, and then they'll have to upgrade on play-by-play. Tessitore, I love him on a college game, but him and Booger McFarlane, watch. You got to watch where that word, where that last name and the first name, where that thing could go. That could implode right here on the radio. Booger McFarlane. Now they're not prime time Monday Night Football. It was the announcers who helped set up Monday Night Football. And look at Sunday night, where you got Allen, Chris Collinsworth, you got Tirico in the studio. That's big league. That all is big league. So your go-to broadcast team, you can drop that at 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. And then your top four in order. I would go Ohio State, Alabama, Georgia. Gosh, do I LSU or Oklahoma or Florida? And that's tough right now to drop your huge four. Let's go to Kyle in Iowa. Thanks for the wait, and you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hi.
Hi, Kyle.
My top four teams are Ohio State, Clemson, Alabama, and LSU.
Okay, thanks, Kyle. You can go back to sleep. Thanks for waking up in the middle of a nightmare that you were listening to the show. I appreciate it. Hey, man, when you do a show, normally it's 10 p.m. until 2 a.m. football season because of the fantasy guys, and they do a great show. I'm on midnight till 2. Kyle sounded like he set the alarm for like 12:22 a.m. I'm going to wake up, and I know Huge does his college football highball test. I'm just going to roll over, grab my phone. I set my alarm, and... Because with the phones, you never oversleep unless you don't set your alarm or it runs out of juice. So Kyle's just going to roll over, make his huge four predictions, and then go right back to bed. For how many Saturdays I've done this show, I think it's 4+ years now, 4.5. Considering that you're getting people who are either coming back from parties or coming back from bars, they're sleeping, they're tired. How we're able to keep a good flow on this show is one of the most amazing things I've ever done in my nearly 28 years in radio. So if you want to join us live, 1-855-212-4CBS. Anybody with me that in watching Ohio State, is there a better team right now? And I know some will say, well, you know, Michigan State was ranked number 25. Have they played anybody? You know, Georgia has that ND win, and some would say they should be number one. I've done this for 4.5 years with the eyeball test, and I just go on what I feel, what I see, and I'm telling you, man, Ohio State, everything. I know their field goal kicker missed a field goal early. I don't think, man, that's a team loaded with speed, toughness. And they got is Justin Fields playing? Think about that laundry list of Ohio State quarterbacks if you went down it. Craig Krenzel, Troy Smith, Haskins, Barrett. Man, Braxton Miller. I think Justin Fields looks better than any of them. I really do. Now they're big game on their schedule. Two left will be what? Wisconsin and Penn State? Let's go to Craig in Michigan. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show. Craig. We lost Craig. If you want to join us, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter. And Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Ton of tweets rolling in right now. Jake Sasser says the Ohio State-Michigan game is going to be ugly. Now, I don't know who's going to beat them. Who's beating Ohio State? Alabama, maybe? I don't think Oklahoma's going to beat them. I don't think Oklahoma. I think Ohio State has a better defense than Oklahoma. Alabama. You know, but once you get to that Final Four, who knows? I think this may be the best Ohio State team I've ever seen. And I'm not an Ohio State fan. I do a statewide afternoon show in Michigan. Vicky from Boise, Idaho says, how come you don't give Boise State any love? I don't think they're in the conversation for the Final Four. I only do the huge four. I don't do the huge 25. It would get too long with the massive amounts of callers. Brian, who's a grad student at University of North Texas, says, I think you're sleeping on LSU. They can go into Alabama and win in a shootout. I just don't see Georgia winning out and definitely not beating Bama or LSU. See, the SEC, could they cannibalize themselves right out of the college football playoff? Because if Oklahoma beats Texas, they'll probably get Texas in a rematch in the Big 12 title game. So if they beat them twice and they're undefeated, they're in. Ohio State runs the table, they're in. Clemson runs the table. in the ACC, they're in. So then you're going to have one SEC spot. Unless you can get to two SEC teams, and could a one-loss SEC team bump Clemson, who they don't have a great schedule? That's why I think there's going to be the biggest uproar at the end of the year when the College Football Playoff Committee comes out, that there could be three teams that are Final Four worthy. And as I mentioned last week, I think towards the end of the broadcast, I said maybe this will be the year then that you'll get the push for eight. Eight's coming. When they cut their new TV deal, eight is coming for the College Football Playoff. And eventually one day, I think it will bump to 16 as soon as we lose some of these bowl games. So if you want to join in, your CBS eyeball test, your top four college football teams. And do you agree with me that this might be the best Ohio State team you've ever seen, and that maybe Alabama's the only team that can get them? Because I watched Notre Dame push Georgia at home, and I've watched Notre Dame four times, and I've watched Ohio State, and I think Ohio State is a much better team than Notre Dame. So answer those questions at 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. I know I'm going to create a ton of calls coming up after the update. I'm going to deliver a huge opinion about paying college athletes or letting them earn a living. This is insane. The talk of that they're being used and abused on these college campuses, it is one of the most frustrating topics I've ever discussed. So that huge opinion coming up in a few moments. And again, you want to join us live, 1-855-212-4CBS.
It's the Saturday Night Huge Show. Once again, here's Huge Bill Simonson.
We are back live across North America each and every Saturday night and early Sunday morning. We get together. We're all about huge opinions. Yours and mine. Graceffo and Moriello are producing the show back in New York City at CBS Sports Radio. Huge questions of the night that we do on Saturdays during the football season. Top four teams, your own CBS eyeball test. Top four teams in college football at this hour. And then a little sidebar question. Who can beat Ohio State? Is that the best Ohio State team you've ever seen? And then your go-to national broadcast team, any sport. Can't be your local guys. I don't think anybody's better than Nance and Romo. And I'm not being a CBS homer. You can join in 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter, I try and read all my tweets. Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Man, this back and forth, and, you know, I follow Jay Billis on Twitter. I follow a lot of people connected to college basketball. I look at that farce at Fog Allen Fieldhouse with Snoop Dogg and sticking it in the air, whatever you want to call it, was they were sticking to the NCAA and the stripper poles and Kansas under the scrutiny of FBI wiretaps. And I'm just the up yours mentality that's there with not all athletes, not all sports, not all schools. And it kind of slides into this, well, the players now deserve their likeness and the ability to make money off of their name. And I'm like, okay. And this talk that they're used, and look at the NCAA and the money they're making. Folks, they're getting a scholarship. Are you including the 20 potential years of income off that free scholarship? They don't pay taxes. You know, if I take my money, and I know you can get some education tax breaks, but these guys don't pay taxes on the free food they get. The travel for business, which would be their games, no, you don't need to pay that. but they're taken care of. I think upwards of 5 years where you can finish your degree. They're not yanking scholarships like they used to, or over-recruiting, or running people off. Some of the phrases you would hear in college sports. And to say that a player can hire an agent, do endorsements, and the rampant cheating that would be there, and for some out there to say, well, people are embellishing the cheating that would be there. And how you get to monitor this? These schools have a tough time monitoring everything going on campus, off campus, inside locker rooms, outside locker rooms. You aren't forced to play a sport at any level in this country. It is not a constitutional right, nor are you forced to play. And all the back and forth, everybody portraying the, oh, they're using them. The race card's been played. It's billions being made, and these guys are just working for nothing. And I'm thinking, you're getting a free education, free food. If you get your degree, you're going to work. I'll just say, okay, you're 24 when you graduate. I'll just go 20 years. And you want to retire early, and you make 50 grand a year. That's $1 million. $1 million off of free education you got playing a college sport. Oh, but no one wants to talk about that because it's a political year, and we all want our cycle now. And you want to talk about just more handouts to everybody. Oh, well, the guys deserve that. Their likeness. Why should a school make the money? Okay, first off, if you're Baker Mayfield, you were a backup. You were a backup at what? Texas Tech. Oklahoma made your name because you went there. They still draw 80,000 even when you're gone, or 85,000. You didn't make Oklahoma. Them using your likeness is kind of you paying them back for the scholarship, the free food, the room and board, everything you got. This crazy talk, and I'm not the old guy on the porch in Gran Torino, Clint Eastwood, saying, get off my lawn while I'm drinking a Pabst Blue Ribbon. I'm tired of the message being delivered without exactly what is there for someone who plays college sports. And it's being talked about like they're forced labor. My Lord, it irritates me. You are not forced to play a sport anywhere outside of maybe if your mom or dad did when you're 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. If you don't like the rules, Dan Dockich posted something, another basketball guy I follow on Twitter, the ESPN basketball commentator, and I think one of the best in the business. And even Barry Switzer, another guy I know from my days in Oklahoma. You know the rules going in. If you don't like the rules, don't sign the letter of intent. Go straight to the pros, which, by the way, in all this conversation, which really centers around football, because the G League will have the premium prospect, 150 grand a year, and the NBA has her own minor league system. If you don't like the rules, go work out for 3 years, 2 years, petition the NFL, whatever it is, hire an agent who thinks you're going to be a star. Because there's one thing missing now with that ideology. So you're a high school stud quarterback. You don't like the NCAA rules because they can't use your likeness. You're not making money. You're not getting endorsements. You feel like you're getting ripped off. Well, then don't go sign a letter of intent. Don't play D1, D2, or D3 where there's no scholarships. Don't play football. Go work out for 2 years with an agent and then turn pro. And you know what? You're not going to have a name. Oh, that school builds your brand, not you. There are some guys like Zion or LeBron, and LeBron didn't go to college, but Zion, there are a few guys that come along that are just freaks, okay? And they're going to get paid one day because they're going to be one and done in basketball. you know, the NFL should just start a minor league system. Like the AHL is there for the NHL. Triple A, double A baseball. You can turn pro. You may not make the PGA Tour, but there's the Corn Ferry Tour, European Tour, Canadian Tour, Latin American Tour, where you can go there and you don't have to go to college. Tennis, same thing. Auto racing, if you're good enough, you can do it. Hockey, you can go straight to the pros. So what's this about? And to play the race card and look at the NFL, which is predominantly black, but America is not predominantly black. Same thing, anybody clamoring for the NBA to have more white players? No, because it's ridiculous to even say that. Once it's 70% black? My point is that those colleges do a lot for the small percentage who can make it to a professional league in any sport. Those schools, whether it's a golfer, who knows what sport, swimmer, whatever it is, track and field, Oregon, whatever great track school, LSU, you name it. They help give that man or woman a platform to soccer. Women's, men's, a platform to go do something great. You are not forced to play any sport if you don't like the NCAA rules. And now the government getting involved with the NCAA. And what next? You're gonna tax the scholarships of everybody? Because if the government is involved, sooner or later, yeah, you're going to get a nice handout, but here comes taxes. So a college kid not working is going to do what? See, now I did have an idea for the likeness thing, that if you want to not go on scholarship and then try and see if you could cover all your bills, but then if you're not eligible because you can't do it, you know, some of these schools, that the food, the lodging, the room and board, the books, everything, you're talking 50, 60 grand a year. And the media will just spin it because you got 140 characters on Twitter like they're getting nothing for playing. There's a minor league or an ability to find a path to the pros outside of football. And I had people going back and forth on Twitter saying, well, you know what? The NFL doesn't have a minor league because college football is their minor league. Okay. Then if college football is the minor league, guys can choose one of two paths down this road. One, to try and make it professionally. Two, to make sure you get a degree that will set you up for life. That school gave you a degree that you'll have an income. You will have a bachelor's, a master's, in whatever you choose that will make you money the rest of your time on this earth. And I have to listen to people on Twitter, Facebook, TV, on sports talk shows talk about that these players are being used. Now, you don't want to talk about that, do you? You don't want to talk about somebody who might turn into be a doctor and make 250 grand a year for 20 years. Because they got a free education, at least the four-year part of it before medical school, because they played a sport. No one wants to discuss that. It's all a hot topic, and let's just allow the athletes to go hire agents and handle their own endorsements. Do you understand what that will do to teams? What that will do to schools? The seedy business side of this with boosters and boosters' friends, do you understand how it's borderline seedy? And look at the Kansas thing, which is an embarrassment at Phog Allen. And you ask yourself where this will go. It's the end of D1 football. It is. Because you can tell somebody, go to the G League. Well, we're not good. The NCAA will hold their ground. And we're not the old guys. Yeah, this is, you are bypassing what an athlete, well, look what the athlete brings to a school. Really? Okay. That school doesn't elevate the athlete? What about their signing bonus? Are they giving some back to that school? Some do donate. You know, I put out this tweet 2 days ago. At Saturday Huge. Huge opinion. Nobody in America is forced to play college sports. You know the rules. Debate over paying athletes or them making money from name likeness while in school can end right now. If the NFL starts their own minor league system, like every other pro sport has, there's no conversation. You tell me why these players deserve to cash in? Do they build the stadiums? Do they build the luxurious locker rooms? Do they pay for the planes? Do they chip in? Do they? Do they pay for the uniforms? Do they put out any of their money with any risk like people usually do if they profit share?
Well, look at UAW. Look at companies that...
No. We're talking about playing a sport where you are getting paid. You're getting a free scholarship, free food, free room and board. You are pampered if you keep your grades up and you don't get into trouble for 4, if not 5 years. But nobody wants to discuss that. Well, look at the billions the NCAA makes. Okay, the NCAA built that up. NCAA, so the players are supposed to share in it? So Tua deserves to have his likeness and make money off of it when Alabama elevated him on a soapbox where he's going to make millions if he stays healthy, either in the NFL or he'll have a degree where he can live in Alabama, live anywhere he wants in the world, and make a living. But nobody wants to talk about that. Nobody does. I know of no college football player today whose name or likeness is bigger than that university. Nobody. No, even Zion, when he was at Duke, is not bigger than Coach K in the history of Duke basketball. Just let the world run wild so politicians can look good. I'll take your feedback on college sports. 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227.
Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B plus life? It's so dangerous to live that, more dangerous than a B minus or a C plus life, because when you're living a B or B plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.